This is our Be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, the 45th U.S. president will be sworn into office, and polls indicate that this incoming president is the least popular in modern history, and the country feels more divided than ever. I've even heard voters over the last couple of months who oppose the president's policies say that they will just disengage and just try their best for the next 4 years to just endure. But this is what I would encourage anyone listening, whichever side of the political table you sit, and that is to remember God can always take something that appears unjust and use it for his higher good. When I turn to the scriptures, I'm reminded about the story of Stephen from the book of Acts. Stephen spoke the truth to certain Jewish leaders who ended up stoning him to death. Now, when the word spread about Stephen's murder, many Christian believers began to flee Jerusalem for fear of their own lives. Although, as these believers began to spread out to other parts of the world, they also began to spread the gospel. In other words, the gospel would reach corners of the world that it likely would not have happened had these turn of events not have occurred. So we see that God was ultimately in control and his goodness did prevail. The key is to keep our faith even when God's plan has not yet been revealed. And the words that I will use to comfort me are, many are the plans in the mind of a man, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will stand. Proverbs 19:21. Share this Be moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, no matter the side of the political table you sit, remember that God's goodness will ultimately prevail.